Recorded Books and One-Click Digital present All Things Hidden by Tracy Peterson and Kimberly Woodhouse, narrated by Barbara Caruso. The authors open with the following introduction. The novel you are about to read is fiction, though it is bathed in historical detail, facts, and yes, a few factual characters. We loved researching and discovering these fascinating people who were pioneers of their time. But most of their personality traits and characteristics were fleshed out in our own imaginations and should be construed as such. The Hillermans and Dr. Vaughn were not historical people of this time period, but many of the other characters were. Yes, there really was a man chosen with a wooden leg. There was a teenage girl who had a bear cub as a pet. And one of the colony houses was torn down 3 times and restarted. In addition to the characters, a major part of the story is the grand setting of Alaska. Were you to visit the Matsu Valley today, you would see a landscape much different from the time of our novel. In fact, the cities of Wasilla and Palmer didn't exist yet. But thanks in part to the colony and the other homesteaders who stuck it out during the Great Depression, the valley flourishes today. Our great country's history is rich, and we invite you along on a journey to discover one of Franklin Delano Roosevelt's New Deal projects, the Matanuska Colonization. Enjoy the journey. And now, All Things Hidden.
Chapter 1. February 1st, 1935. Anchorage, Alaska Territory. Fear twisted Gwyn Hillerman's stomach, just like her fingers twisted the delicate handkerchief into a knot. If she wasn't careful, the fabric would be ruined. Forcing her hands to still, she glanced out the picture window on the southeast side of the large lodge. Wind whipped at the jagged peaks surrounding the small town of Anchorage, the snow whirling around like a dance. But even the rugged beauty of her beloved mountains couldn't calm her spirit. Usually the daily sight of God's handiwork cheered her, no matter how hard the wind blew, how low the temperature dropped, or how deep the snow drifted. It was Alaska, after all, the most beautiful place on the planet. But today was different. A heavy sigh left her lips. How long must they be kept waiting? She closed her eyes for a moment and took a deep breath. The warm glow from the fireplace couldn't ease the chill of anxiety.
What? Sample complete. Ready to continue?